Welcome, everybody, to episode 340, back from a week hiatus. We're actually...
What are you talking about? We did a show last week.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Never mind. The week before was a hiatus, but it feels like a hiatus for me for some reason. Anyways.
Frank is already drunk.
I know.
Or he's senile.
How dare you?
Because Frank got high.
How dare you?
Okay,
Frank,
if I even hint at singing, you hang up on me. So
Mug, do you want me to hang up on you now?
That was
great. I think
I'm your host.
Hang up on
me. I'm your host.
I think you should.
I'm your host, Frank Branch, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself,
the Mug.
How are you guys doing? I know we're still on an Ultron hangover, which we're going to get to in a minute, because I said before we did anything, we'd get into our final thoughts about that movie, moving on into something else that I want to talk about. So, without further ado, let's finish our thoughts on Ultron. We've all had a chance to see it. Hopefully, the audience has had a chance to see the movie that everybody's been waiting for all this time, Age of Ultron. So... any final thoughts? Eric, did you have any final thoughts on Ultron? I know we discussed it a little bit last week, but we didn't have time to do it justice. So,
Maybe not so much on Ultron, but I think that the next Avengers movie is actually going to be Civil War because of all the Avengers they're throwing into it.
Well, yeah.
The next Captain America movie is subtitled Civil War.
Yeah, and then you have Infinity War or something like that going to be the last two.
Avengers they're sticking into the movie, they might as well just call it Avengers and scrap the Captain America name.
Yeah.
Dungeon Buster says
there's no Hulk.
Dungeon Buster says after watching Fury Road, I forgot all about Ultron. I don't want any spoilers, Dungeon, because I'm going to see that either tonight or tomorrow. I will definitely talk about Fury Road after we finish this. Are you all right there, Brake? You dying? Holy
Jesus,
shit.
Man! This is why there's a mute button.
Yeah, Jesus, man.
Sorry, I thought I hit the mute button.
That was crazy.
Choked on my beer.
Yeah, I bet you choked the wrong on pipe. Your beer.
The mirror is a mute button now.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought I used it.
All right, so I you know what. This is as good as a comic book movie gets. I mean, I really love Winter Soldier,
I don't think it was as good as the original Avengers.
Well,
no,
it probably wasn't. But come on, man.
I'm not saying I didn't like the original Avengers more, but I think there are elements in this one that were absolutely better than the first Avengers.
Absolutely, and starting with the villain.
James Spader as Ultron was awesome, but yeah. I mean the thing is, I there was a lot of like internal strife.
But you know, Loki
movie.
Was a good villain too, so it's hard to say that.
Well, I think I think there were some aspects of it that came off as a little undercooked, and certain aspects of it that felt very rushed. And a lot of that I know is because of back and forth Joss Whedon in the studio fighting over stuff. They're like, they wanted this and he wanted this. And that's why they're doing like the director's cut on Blu-ray.
Right. We briefly mentioned that last week about the director's cut. I'm very curious to see what Whedon's true vision of that movie are. I'm pretty sure if you see the director's cut, it's going to be every bit as good as the first Avengers. Like, I think the reason that it got... okay, the original Avengers got, I believe, like 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. This new one got 74%. And I think it's because the expectations were so high, people didn't think of it as a pure comic book movie. You know what I mean? And I understand what you're saying.
I heard a lot of the complaints about the movie. That's what I mostly have heard, are people saying, like, this is what's wrong with it, and this is what's wrong with it, instead of,
well, I mean, there were
you know, what's right with
like,
it. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean there's a lot of stuff that is right with it. I mean, but there are certain things that were, I thought were – could have been done better.
Well,
it's like, you know, they built up all this stuff to – to, you know, the appearance of the Vision.
Yeah.
And then once he shows up, it's like he's incredibly plot critical.
You know, I agree.
He doesn't get a chance to do much.
Right. I think this is the problem with the movie that I see. And I'm not one to say that you follow the comics, but in the comic books, Hank Pym is the creator of Voltron, right? Am I right about that? Or
Original, but it's been changed over the years.
It has been changed, but I think coming on the heels of this movie, like, it would have been a great tie-in to the Ant-Man movie that's coming up. You know what I mean? Like, I think they really flubbed that, and I think that was
that was studio involvement.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I remember. I don't know if you saw that thing. Like, Joss Whedon said, "God, what's the Edgar Wright? He penned, you know, an Ant-Man script."
Yeah,
and Joss Whedon said it was like the best script they could have used, and they didn't. And Marvel execs decided,
Yeah, and I was disappointed because I read little excerpts, like little, you know, what Edgar Wright was saying about that script. I'm sure the movie's going to be fine. I mean, we're all going to go see.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even like the trailers and stuff, it looks like a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, especially as far as the
go ahead, Brake.
As far as the Avengers, like, some of the complaints I've heard are they spend way too much time rescuing people towards the end of the movie.
I mean, but think about it. That's
one of those things where I'm like, really? You're mad because they were saving people?
Right.
That's one of the things you don't see in so many other movies. In this movie, they're actually being heroes. They're actually protecting the public.
That's the problem. Yeah, like,
I'd say that was one thing I really hate. I just kind of like, I literally rolled my eyes and went, really? Was the bit where at the end it's like, of course we've got everyone to safety, but there's got to be one kid.
Yeah,
I know that
this is going to be bullshit. Where somebody bites it.
Yeah,
and you know, and it's like, and I what and this is not really the fault of, I know it kind of sucks that it's just because it's a licensing issue, but since they couldn't legally refer to, they couldn't make any allusions to.
Mutants.
Quicksilver and the Scar, and yeah, they couldn't make any, you know, any mention of mutants, but they also couldn't make any allusions to Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch being the children of Magneto.
Right. I firmly believe that eventually
that's also something that's been changed over the years too. Because originally they weren't children of Magneto. They were actually changed to be children of Magneto.
I think eventually, like once the X-Men craze over at Fox kind of dies down a bit, a la Spider-Man, I think they'll cave. I think they'll allow those characters.
I've heard that they're working with Disney, and Spider-Man is going to be in the next probably Avengers movie.
Well, that's a Sony property.
There's already slated to be a Marvel Cinematic Universe Spider-Man.
Yes, and
it's part of Phase 3.
Yeah, I mean, and he's going to show up in Civil MCU, War.
Yeah, they've got the MCU slated out until 2019.
Yeah. Hey, Tiger Claw just joined the chat. What's up, TC?
Some of the other complaints I've heard about the movie, let me see here. They spend way too much time helping people.
Big deal.
They did do a lot of the freeze frame shots where they're like, here's the really cool shot of everybody jumping in.
Yeah.
Which they did kind of get excessive on that, which it's like, okay.
Tiger Claw says the latest issues of the Marvel comics revealed where Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch came from. I don't know. I haven't kept up with comics, so yeah. But I mean, to all the haters, whatever. I mean, it was just a fun movie, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, I mean, well,
and I gotta say that the point.
It was worth seeing. You know, I don't regret seeing it. Yeah. And I don't regret going in to see it in a theater, which for me is a big deal.
This is one of the movies where I recommend you see it in a theater.
Yeah,
because of the scale.
I really recommend seeing.
I do want to say something though.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
I think 3D films are garbage.
I
saw
disagree.
This movie, and not only did the 3D not look that great, but it made everything dark, and it reminded me why I don't like 3D because everything was dark.
I don't understand that, Eric. I
saw it in 3D and I loved it.
Yeah, I did too.
I didn't have any problems with it.
No, I saw it.
I'm starting to think this is an Eric problem and not a real world
3D
problem.
I mean, 3D does tend to make a film darker. I mean, just because of the nature of like the shuttering effect.
It's the shades.
Yeah, but
well,
it's like
it, I, I saw it at IMAX 3D, so maybe that made a difference.
That might make a difference. I'm using shitty real 3D.
Oh, yeah. No, that
real 3D shit. I went to like a real 3D, and it was fine.
Yeah. I don't have an issue. I love it.
But you might have better projectors, though.
I have two 3D TVs, and I never have a problem with 3D. I love 3D. I'm one of the few people that do. Anyways,
the only 3D movie I've ever seen that really like was like, wow, this was worth seeing in 3D was Avatar. Every other time it's been like, eh.
The only time I thought it was good was Gravity.
Yeah, I want to see Tiger Claw's talking about Mad Max. I'm going to see it either tonight or tomorrow, which. It's getting rave reviews. I would recommend you guys see it at the theater. I think it's one of those.
Can we talk events. About some of the bright spots of Age of Ultron before we move on?
Yeah, go ahead. Bright spots.
I want to say like the Iron Man versus Hulk fight is one of the most epic fights in movie history.
It was really badass, no question.
Was fucking awesome in every single way.
I call it funny because him trying to punch him repeatedly with that thing of his.
Oh yeah, that was funny. Like the
hammer punch.
The hammer punch thing. Yeah. I think my favorite part of the movie was Ultron's awakening when he first appears before them in that kind of broken state.
Yeah, like that kind of reminded me of a Frankenstein reference, you know.
And I'm pretty certain that was intentional.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it was sort of like
and that's how Pinocchio, it ends the movie in that form too, which is really symbolic.
The Pinocchio reference I thought was very appropriate. Although it's like, is it just me or were there some bits where he made him quoting that song? In the trailers, that didn't appear in the movie.
It did not appear in the movie.
Yeah,
where he's same way. He still quotes it, but not like it did in the trailer.
Yeah, and I was just like, "Well, that kind of sucked," because that was one of the things I was like, "Wow, that really kind of sold me on the trailer." Yeah.
Somebody tells me they take the audio and just edit it so it sounded different.
And by the way, it did not beat out the original Avengers box office take, although it did very well. It did very, very well. But anyway,
I think a lot of the problem is a lot of people are starting to feel like superhero fatigue. I'm not one of those losers. I'm totally on board for more.
Yeah, me too.
Tiger Claw just asked. Tiger Claw just mentioned. It's funny how the Hulkbuster suit is called Veronica, and that's actually because it's a reference to. It's actually a reference to the Archie comics, like Betty and Veronica, because the Hulk's love interest was Betty Ross.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says, or TC says, what do you guys think of the Vision? Dungeon Buster says it was funny when Hulk got tired of Veronica sending stuff to Stark. Yes, that was
the Vision and the whole Mjolnir reveal was pretty freaking awesome.
Yes, that was
well done.
That was really cool. He's worthy of picking up Mjolnir, which is awesome. Not even Hulk.
Yeah. Actually, one thing that I thought was funny is like when they finally showed the Vision, I was thinking, that looks like Paul Bettany?
Yeah.
When I got home, I looked it up and I was like, okay, who? And like, but it's the same guy who voices Jarvis. It can't be Paul Bettany. It's like Jarvis, voiced by Paul Bettany.
Yeah. Same dude.
That explains that.
Same dude. Yep. All right.
Is he the guy that's in the Agent Carter show?
I don't think so.
Paul Bettany? I don't think so.
Mm-mm. Okay, because I know there's. Oh no. Okay, I know who I'm thinking about. Okay, never mind. Sorry.
All right, let's move on.
That's another complaint I actually have is that the Marvel TV shows they are more affected by the movies than the movies, and the movies seem to have have no effect by the TV show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Speaking of TV shows, I'm still on the superhero kick. I saw the trailer for the new Supergirl. I thought it looked pretty damn good.
Oh, have you seen the trailer for the new Legends of Tomorrow?
I have not.
Oh God, I can't fucking wait.
It's like so excited. It seems to me that like movies seem to be. Marvel's domain, while TV is beginning to be DC's,
yes,
which is kind of the opposite of how it was in the '90s with the Marvel couldn't get a decent animated series out, but DC was just like rocking the animated series constantly.
Yeah. That's also the '90s where everybody wanted to try to be hardcore with their characters and stuff.
Yeah.
That's when they replaced Bruce Wayne with another Batman to because you. to be more brutal and shit like that. Yeah. You know?
But I mean, but if you also look at that, like that's also when you had Batman the Animated Series, and that just kind of set this, you know, incredible
one of the all time greatest cartoons.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but it's like it set this huge high watermark that you know others just you know tried and you know Marvel could never quite manage. But I mean they. Marvel's made a lot of strides in that area.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster.
Yeah,
their
cartoons right now there are no real DC cartoons on that I can think of. Like Titans Go, Teen Titans Go, which blows personally. I hate that show. But like, there's all Spider-Man. There's Hulk and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. There's Marvel Avengers. Yeah, there's several Marvel properties going on right now.
Dungeon Buster says Thor's reaction when Captain America almost picked up Mjolnir was hilarious. I agree. I totally agree. I think in the comics, wasn't Captain America worthy in the comics of picking up Mjolnir?
No, I don't think so.
He was. Sure he I remember I was reading about
what?
That. Like, at one point, he was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess at one point maybe that happened. Who knows? It's hard to keep
but
track.
But the thing is, in the comics, the continuities shift and change around all the time. So,
exactly.
Right.
That's
true. Let's move
on. I'm trying. What was the name of the guy who is worthy? Bill.
Beta Ray Bill.
Bill.
Yeah.
Beta Ray Bill. Abraham.
That's it. Yeah, that's the guy who's really worthy. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on, guys. We've done enough on Ultron. It's a pretty good movie. I would suggest watching it in the theater. It's epic enough to do that. Eric, let's get started with the news so we can blow right through this news, man. We've got a ton of news. Let's get going.
Oh, news. That's what we're here for. Shit.
Yeah. I know. Let's go.
Anyways, the first article is a Kemco RPG. Blood of Calamity is a revenge tale set in an ancient Japanese land where humans and yokai coexist. Mm. This is Japanese mobile game publisher Kemco has released the English version of its latest RPG, Blood of Calamity, on Android. Just Android. But it costs $8 like all the other ones, and you can get it on Google Play. But for its launch period, which is probably over now, was $4.
It looks pretty decent. Maybe Break will buy this and let us know how it is.
It's been a while since I've played any of the games I've bought. I only played the free-to-play games. Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else on that, Eric, or can we move on?
Nah, we can move on. All right. There's probably nothing else interesting.
Break. Oh. Next story, please.
Yay, me! Coming to us from... Oh, this is a Kickstarter story. Mm. Bloodstained Ritual of the Night by Koji.
But you mean you didn't listen to people on Twitter all a week over this?
No, I try to stay off Twitter at some points. I don't know. only when I want to look at boobs or something. Anyways, Bloodstained Ritual of the Night by Koji Igarashi, which is what we were talking about earlier in the night, or earlier in the day, before the show started. About this project, Iga here. Many years have passed, but it's finally time we meet again. With your help, I hope to create a new game built on some of the classic gaming principles my works are known for. Thank you for your support. I look forward to leading you and my army of the night, Koji Igarashi. I'm sorry, it's like in a really.
Yeah, for those you know, three of you out there who don't know who this guy is, he's the guy that basically redefined Castlevania with the release of Symphony of the Night, and was the he was the guy who was behind, you know, basically the creative director for the Castlevania franchise for 10 years, made all the good DS and Game Boy Advance games, and a couple of middling 3D games.
In other words, the guy that I worship. If he wants me to wipe his ass, all he has to do is ask.
Yeah, he's basically, you know, like he left Konami after being, you know, stuck on mobile games for a while, and he finally decided to go the route that, you know, basically that Mighty No. 9 is. This is the, you know, the spiritual successor to Castlevania that, you know, since Konami is essentially dead and never and not going to do anything worthwhile with the series ever again.
Pretty much what Capcom does with Mega Man.
Exactly. And I mean, if you're at all, you know, basically they could have put out new Metroidvanias and, you know, Castlevania, you know, they could have done that annually and I would have bought every single one. I mean, it's like, people are like, they're getting, you know, this just repeating themselves. Like, yes, but it's a formula that's awesome. Consistently fun.
I know. It's a formula that I absolutely love. Yeah. I'm right there with you. These are some of my absolute favorite games.
Long,
so, I think like Circle of the Moon and from there, like just, I think that's a really underrated game. Symphony of the Night is one of the greatest games ever made.
Circle of the Moon was actually not an EGA done game, and it was retconned out of the series continuity.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, but
I mean, it was still a good game.
I didn't say anything either about the game. Let's move on.
I mean.
An exploration-focused side-scrolling platformer featuring RPG and crafting elements. Koji Igarashi, the namesake of Igavania-style games, I've never heard that before, is leading the project. It's always been Metroidvania. I've never heard
Igavania. Well, the thing is, Igarashi was trying to replicate the feeling of Zelda when he was trying to make Symphony of the Night, and he never intended for the Metroidvania term to surface.
Yeah.
Something the fan community kind of did.
Long story short, Breakman, I don't mean to cut you off, man, but the goal was 500,000.
over 2 million.
Over 2 million, so it's funded, but this is... Are you all right there,
Breakman? I see how it is. You don't mean to cut me off, you liar.
Anyway, okay.
They still have 20...
All right, let's move on.
28 days left.
Well, 28 days left, but he's quadrupled what his goal was. So he's good.
Let me just say this real quick. The composer is Michiro Yamane, who was the woman who did Symphony of the Night soundtrack and a bunch of the other ones.
Yes. The artist is like the artist from Order of Ecclesia, too.
Yeah, and
God, she is good. I love her music.
Yeah, and Inti Creates is the development studio that'll be leading the development. So I mean, they've done good stuff.
Yeah.
So I mean, this is in good hands.
There you go. Another good game.
It's going to be for Xbox One, PS4, or PC, Mac, and Linux on Steam.
Yeah. All right, Mug. Next story, please.
Next story, we have. Coming to us from GameStop, or GameSpot,
get a news article from GameSpot. Stop is the day I quit.
See, there you go. You made the exact same mistake in reverse. Yeah. Anyway, acclaimed Dreamcast RPG Grandia 2 coming to Steam. Isn't it Grandia? After collecting enthusiastic feedback from a survey launched in April, Gung Ho Online Entertainment America will bring classic role-playing game Grandia 2 to Steam for Windows PC, the company told GameSpot today. Grandia 2 for Steam is being remastered using the game's Dreamcast version, which was published in 2000. Okay. In addition to an HD visual upgrade, Grandia 2 on Steam will have both mouse and keyboard and gamepad support, as well as Steam achievements and trading cards. Wank, wank,
yay.
Wank.
I'm guessing that Ubi shit let the rights lapse because they had publishing rights up until now. But Gung Ho Online owns GameArt, so that's why they can do this.
Ah, I see. So yeah, I mean, I've never played Grandia 2, but I always heard it was just an amazing game. So
yeah, Grandia 2 is a good game.
Oh, you know what? I never played Grandia 2. I played the first one. The first one was boring.
Yeah,
the
first one not so much. Second,
but I have heard
boring. Second. It's just, it has a really shitty translation and it's a bad port.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the problem with it, but for me, it seemed really boring.
Dungeon Buster
wasn't originally on the Saturn.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says
to the PlayStation.
Dungeon Buster says Bloodstained's Kickstarter was only meant to cover 10% of the remaining costs too, and prove that there was interest. So that's cool. I don't have a big issue with that. That's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, and one of the things
Dungeon Buster wants an HD version of the original Grandia.
Yeah, that would be cool.
After I just dissed it and all.
Yeah, one thing I am really, really stoked about with the Bloodstained thing was that if you back it at the $60 level, you can get a physical copy of the game, which is not going to be in stores.
I bet that.
Dungeon Buster says, first one boring? You're boring, Breakman. All right,
well, this is true.
I am very boring.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to our next story from Silicon Era. Hit mobile RPG.
Boobs.
Yeah. Sorry. Hit mobile RPG Monster Strike is coming to the Nintendo 3DS. Mixi's hit mobile RPG Monster Strike is headed to Nintendo 3DS. The company's president, Hiroki Morita, announced during a financial results briefing this week. While Morita did not share any further details on the 3DS game, he also mentioned that a Monster Strike anime adaptation is in the works and will premiere this year in Japan. It was released for smartphones in 2013. 2014, it went on to become a significant hit in Japan with over 10 million downloads halfway through the year. English language version of the game is available.
Which is funny because Silicon Era would have reported on this. I don't think they ever mentioned a Monster Strike.
Yeah. I just have one question. Okay. Is the guy who's, you know, who's doing this, is he any relation to Noriyuki Pat Morita of the Karate Kid fame?
No.
I should hang up on you for that one, man. That's horrible. All right. Mug, this for
I
that.
I bow to you, Moria.
Mug, you get the next story.
You're exiled.
Yeah, you're exiled.
Exiled. All right, this one's coming to us from Silicon Era, because I'm the one here pronouncing, apparently.
You're the only
Bandai
one breaking
Namco,
up, too.
Trademarks Tales of Berseria. Okay, maybe I can't pronounce things. Tales of God, what the hell? Okay, hold on. I need to start over.
Yeah, right.
Bandai Namco trademarks Tales of Berseria, Tales of Orphelia, and Tales of Alestia.
Oh, boy. Big deal.
Did you say Tales of Molestia?
Does anybody want to put bets on which ones they actually go with?
It's like, that's the rule 34. Tales of Molestia is the rule 34 version of
it. Oh, man. So. Dungeon Buster says monster on, monster off. That was to your Marita. All right, let's move on to the next story, Eric, please.
All right, next story is...
I hate stories like the last quote story because they're not even... They're nothing. They're just... I mean, trademarks. Come on.
Yeah, well... Right. Come on. We'll give you an update if we hear anything about them.
Uh-huh. All right.
But, Gust's new project announced as Land of No Night for PS4, PS3, and Vita. Hmm. Okay. And, I'm not going to read the first paragraph because it's already, like, over a week old now. Yeah. But, It says Keisuke Keiichi, known for his work on Deception and the Fatal Frame series and in charge of the upcoming action RPG for PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, and PlayStation Vita. And it says it takes place on an island known as Le Soir, meaning the evening in French.
Le Soir.
Soir is something else. That's right. I just remembered.
They don't pronounce the R's in French.
Anyways, and we'll tell the tale of the fate of two girls using magic swords and demon subordinates known as Servan.
I hope Land this of... goes where Breakman's mind is right now.
That's... No, I don't think so.
Oh, but, anyways, oops.
Anyways, describes as an action RPG with a refreshing sense of cooperation. And there's just details here. Well, you know, don't really need to do that, but there is a link I'm going to put in the summary that you can check and see pictures for.
Yeah.
I didn't actually open the link in my thing, but that's because people won't be able to see it anyways over the podcast. But
and it would interrupt your porn viewing, so
no,
we understand.
Nothing. But no. Hang on. Let's get this one thing clear. Nothing interrupts Eric's porn viewing.
Anyway,
third priority.
I have to actually view porn priorities for review sake.
Yeah, that's true. That's convenient excuse.
Arrogay.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, sure.
I want to know how you get the job of porn reviewer. Where do I interview for this position?
I know a guy who's translated Arrowgay. Mm-hmm.
All right. What
Anyways, it says Land of No Night will release in Japan on August 27th. That's not. This is the first I've heard of this game, and it's coming out so soon.
I know.
Yeah.
PS4, PS3, and Vita, right?
Yeah.
All right. Break next story, please.
Hey, me. So, coming to us from, let me see here, Silicon Raw. The Witch and the Hundred Knight 2 is in development.
The answer to a question nobody asked.
Silicon Raw, the ever-living.
Yeah.
While The Witch and the Hundred Knight Revival will release later this September as an enhanced PlayStation 4 version of the original game, Nippon Ichi also confirmed that a sequel... The Witch and the Hundred Knight 2. Wow, what a clever title for the sequel.
Yeah, put
a
2 on the end of
it. It should be in The Witch and the 200 Knight.
Yeah, exactly. Something.
Or the 102nd Knight.
Yeah.
101 Knights. The above video shows that The Witch Hunter is in development. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. It's slated for release in Japan on September 25th.
His professionalism in news reporting is unparalleled.
You mean blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, because blah, blah. We're all paid journalists here.
Ethics.
Well, I'm reading it verbatim, you know, and then I see verbatim. And I see above – and I start reading the above video shows that – oh, yeah, and the people can't actually see this. Exactly. Is, sorry.
All right, Eric, hopefully story.
Next story is Kingdom Hearts Unchained X Kai. Yes, yeah. It's Kai because that's the word the Greek for keyblade. Letter.
Yeah, but it's also the Greek letter Kai. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, announced for smartphones. It says Square Enix announced that in this week's issue of Famitsu that they're developing a smartphone version of the Japan only browser title Kingdom Hearts X Kai, and Kingdom Hearts X Kai.
Is that actually the title like X? You know, brackets, Kai, close brackets. Oh.
Anyways, should we have a sound effect for brackets?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
And what, a sniffle?
Yeah.
What, okay. You have to do like one at the start and one at the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, this says you play as a keyblade welder during the Great Keyblade War, and with parts of the story that we use Kingdom Hearts 3. Ooh, so that means you have to play this now?
Probably.
Great or something else, man.
It's called Synergy. Get with the program.
You probably don't have to play it, but if you don't play it, you'll only get a Cliff Notes version of it in Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah. Most likely.
But anyways,
So it's like the Marvel Universe where in the movies maybe they'll slightly mention the TV show at some point, but that's about it.
Yeah. Something like that.
All right. Anything else?
It doesn't say anything about localization, but they'll probably do it because it's
Kingdom Hearts.
Unlike web browsers, they probably actually bother with a mobile version.
You know, I have to confirm this, but I'm pretty sure it's Konami and Square Enix are going to concentrate on mobile gaming solely going forward.
And it's Konami, not Konami.
Whatever. Whatever.
Konami.
And I like calling ever since they acquired Taito and Eidos, and I like calling Square Enix. I call them Squinny Totos.
All right,
that almost sounds like Shantotto.
Our good friend.
Does that mean we're basically Square Enix owns the license, so we're never going to see an elevator action or bubble bobble again?
Yeah, probably never.
Yeah,
all right, let's go with Mug on the next
one. All right, coming to us from Gun Int Endo.
Gun Nintendo.
No, Gun Int Endo. I know what I said.
Freak
Dragon
is
Quest
Exile.
8 coming to 3DS. Interesting, no one but Frank. Due out August 27th in Japan for 5,980 yen, which is roughly $2 billion. Includes a brand new scenario, which is probably around 5 minutes long.
Get out of here, Mug. Quit being a fucking
I'm serious. Those are the time man. When they do that kind of shit. It's like, it's token.
Get out of here.
Anyway, Garuda, female thief, and Morie from Dragon Quest Monster Battle Road are included as new party characters. Street Pass functionality, wank wank. Game events will now have voices. I thought they already did.
Only in the English version.
Orchestral soundtrack performed by the Tokyo Metropolitan Symphony Orchestra. Nice. I'm kind of curious as to how they'll make that work on a 3DS cart. Retailer bonuses.
Streaming probably.
They list out some weapon armor stuff that's depending on where you get it in Japan, which is not really relevant. So I'll skip that.
Hmm. All right. Well, I'm interested.
I really need the 3DS.
You're interested,
right?
But this is another game that US won't get because Square Enix USA is garbage.
Yeah, they suck. It
really does seem kind of. I mean, it seems like it would be kind of a no-brainer because everything other than the new scenario is already localized.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They suck almost as much.
Unless there's like some weird licensing issue with the voice actors, then they wouldn't have to do the voice acting again.
Yeah.
Except for rehiring them to do the new parts.
Yeah. I mean that was the problem with the Silent Hill HD collection, I recall.
Yeah. All right.
Of course, some legal problems there. I mean, like some actual litigation type issues there.
It was limited, but I really enjoyed the voice acting in DQ8.
Yeah. Let's move on, Eric. What do we got next?
Okay, we've got Image Epochs has begun bankruptcy procedures.
I think we knew this.
All right. It says, while there still hasn't been any word on the disappearance of Image Epoch, CEO Ryoe Mikage, it's been revealed that the company, alongside their affiliate, Smile Online Games, has filed for bankruptcy earlier this month, according to a report from corporate research provider Teikoku Data Bank Limited.
I'm sorry, what was the name of that?
Teikoku.
Teikoku, it means like it's empire.
Anyways, it says the report indicates that the Image Epoch and Smile Online Games began bankruptcy procedures on May 7th at Tokyo District Court. Case will be administered by a lawyer named. Do we really need to know the name of the lawyer?
No cares.
Anyways, it says small companies will begin June 4th to report the credit, and our schedules have property advisory meeting on July 30th at 10 a.m. JPT. When you file for bankruptcy, you don't close as a company, but you're obviously dangerously close, and that's why you're filing for bankruptcy.
I don't know how I don't know if it works any differently over in Japan, though.
It's pretty much the same. Like you have to liquidate assets after a while. You have to liquidate assets.
Some of them have like 7, chapter 11, and chapter 13.
Yeah. Freak 5's in chat. He's talking about Age of Ultron, which we've already been over. He said instead of
Hulk. Oh, he's not talking about molesting his parents or something?
Not this time. No, not this time he's talking about molesting your parents.
Oh, okay.
I'm okay with the suggestion, though.
Anyways, I have not received any kind of emails regarding the localization of Stelago, so it's probably not impacted at all. And I wouldn't expect, even if they announced them also doing that Luminous Arc sequel, Luminous Arc Infinity, I'm assuming that's gone gold, so that also won't be affected.
Freak Five Chaos says maybe a deleted scene for the Blu-ray release of Ultron with Hot Widow on She-Hulk action. So, there you go. Let's move on.
Was She-Hulk ever an Avenger?
Yes.
Yes. Do
you think they could do a She-Hulk movie and then put her in there somewhere?
That would be
badass. I don't think there's ever a hero that's not been Avenger at this point.
That's true. That's actually true.
Most of the X-Men have not been Avengers.
That's true.
Only Wolverine, mainly.
Yeah, Wolverine's been an Avenger. All right. Break. Next story, please.
Yay, me. Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Akibuzz. Akiba's trip, undead and undressed. Yes, tell me more. It's PC on May 26th. The PC version of Akiba's trip, undead and undressed, will be released on May 26th. Xseed has announced. The game will be available via Steam and will include a visual editor that allows one to customize the game's look. Since you can undress characters, I'll let you guess where that's going.
It will also include. You can't do that, at least.
Fuck this game! I'm done.
But you get to knock clothes off anyway, so you get to make them naked.
Yeah, there you go.
Still, okay.
You just can't make them automatically naked.
Yeah. Gripper's in chat. Welcome, Gripper. We're just talking about naked.
Visual editor sounds like a light words for like soft modding.
Yeah.
Man, all I remember Mario Paint back in the day. I made a new Chun-Li. That was pretty awesome.
Gripper's in chat. I just wanted to mention.
Anyways, where was I? It will also include support for a wide range of screen resolutions, including 1080p.
Thank God, because most ports usually don't.
As well as achievements and trading cards. Akiba's Trip, Undead and Undressed will cost $29, €26.99, or £19.99.
Anybody know
the pound is killing us.
Yeah, they are.
The pound has always been killing us.
Yeah.
I know, but this still is a $10 difference. I don't think it's ever been this big before.
But even 19 pounds is expensive for UK. UK's been screwed here.
Hey. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, it's like we've always been around like half the value of the pound.
Yep. Yep. And that
has it really always been that bad? I don't know.
At least as far back as the '80s.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Okay, I'm wrong then.
Hey, what's the exchange rate of euros? Does anybody know? It's got to be pretty close to dollars.
I can
right?
find out in about 2 seconds.
All right. Yeah, the euro not as good as the pound. That's for sure.
I
still think it's better than the dollar as far as the economy goes.
I think Dungeon Buster for today should change his name to Hulk Buster. That's what should happen.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
All right. Let's move on to Kotaku. Wow, it's been a while since we've had a story from Kotaku.
Actually, and before you go on, I'll answer your question right now. 1 euro is equivalent to $1.14.
Wow, they're even more than us. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, but it's a lot closer. Like I knew it was more, but it's really close.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster said it's almost parity with the dollar. Yeah. Right.
That's good news. That's good news for us. Yeah, screw you, Europe. Yay!
Not so good for the European Union. But hey.
Exactly. America, fuck yeah!
All right, Kotaku, Sega's newest free-to-play is a plot-heavy RPG. Late last month, Sega released their newest mobile game, Hortensia Saga. But unlike many free-to-play mobile games, this one has an expensive fantasy plot to back up its addictive gameplay. Hortensia Saga is a medieval, if you want to get fancy.
Want to get really fancy, you can also point out that the word Hortensia means garden in Spanish.
Oh, boy. Get out of here, Mug. It's true. Yeah, but there's other words.
Does that mean it's like Harvest Moon?
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Or either that or it's a medieval fantasy tale of war and chaos. Either one. 3 years ago, the king was betrayed and murdered by one of his dukes, who then built his own kingdom out of the ashes of the old. But now the original heir to the throne has secretly come of age. Hiding in the guise of a man, she and her loyal band begin the quest to save her homeland. So there you go.
Are any of them gardeners?
Yeah, exactly.
I would like to say in chat that Tiger Claw says, well, it's better than calling Dungeon Buster Dungeon Fucker, which Freak 5 Chaos adds, we could call him Hulk Fucker.
Oh, gross.
And Dungeon Buster says, no, thank you. Yeah, you guys are dicks. You guys can suck off and shit.
The screenshot.
He didn't add that last part. I was doing that for you.
The Hulk Fucker suit was amazing.
Yeah. The screenshots look amazing for this game. Looks really well done. I'm semi-interested to see it.
Looks like they actually gave a shit about this game.
Yeah, it does. All right. Eric, final story, please.
Final story is from Destructoid, and it's...
I thought it was from Mistwalker. Oh, no, that was last story.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. Oh, wait. Yeah, I get now what you said.
But
anyways,
I'm completely lost at this point.
Anyways, Divinity Original Sin Enhanced Edition coming to PC, Xbox One, and PS4.
Anybody played Divinity? I never played Divinity.
Of the Divinities, you mean?
Yeah, none of them. Yeah.
Maybe. I played a Divinity demo.
I bet you $1 Dungeon Buster has. I can almost bet you he's played them. Anyways, go ahead.
Says people that liked Divinity Original Sin last year, didn't they? The CRPG won quite a few awards and was positively received here at Destructoid. Now developer Larian and publisher Focus Home Interactive have announced that it's coming to Xbox One, PS4 as Divinity Original Sin Enhanced Edition. And so this has an interface that's familiar for controllers, split screen co-op. I'm surprised the PC release didn't have gamepad support, but oh well. Fully voiced dialogue and lots of new quests, and it'll be included as a free update for the PC version.
What I tell you, Dungeon Buster says Original Sin is really, really good. So
I knew he was a sinner. You're a fornicator, aren't you, Dungeon Buster?
I should be able to get review code of this game because I previewed Larian's Drag Commander.
Who the fuck is playing a harmonica on the air? What the?
I thought that was a train horn.
Jesus. I didn't have time.
Yeah. All right. I bet you that's Mug. I bet you any money that's Mug. Is that you, Mug? Are you playing harmonica? Mug is out of here. There's no harmonica playing on RP Grinders.
Take your country shit out of here.
Get that shit right on out of here.
Isn't that also stereotypical North Carolina?
Yeah, exactly. Next thing he'll be chewing... like tobacco and spitting it.
Spitting a spittoon.
Yeah, exactly. All right. That is the
totally
news.
Worth it.
No, it's not worth it.
Yes,
get out
it
of
was.
Here. All right. homie discounts. Eric, any homie discounts?
There's a couple RPGs on sale along with the PSN flash sale. You can get Soul Sacrifice Delta and Ni No Kuni for like under $5.
All right.
Although Ni No Kuni's gameplay is kind of ass.
It's not that bad.
It's the worst thing about the game, though.
Yeah, I would say so. The story's pretty good.
There's a lot of good stuff on the PSN flash sale. There's the Don't Starve. You can get the console edition for like these are like everything's under $5. Well, a lot of stuff that's not really RPG oriented. Terraria PS4 edition is $480. The complete first season of Walking Dead is $475. Wolf Among Us.
Peggle 2 is under $5.
Yeah, on PS3, BioShock, again, not really an RPG, but close enough. Borderlands 1 and 2, both $480 apiece.
Holy shit, wait a minute. Whoa. Wolf Among Us is on sale on PS3?
Yeah, on the PS4.
I need to get the rest of those episodes.
What about PS3? Is it on the PS3?
Hang on, let me see. Right.
Or the Vita.
No, it's not on the PS3. The Walking Dead first season is on PS3.
On the 360? The 360?
No. This is PSN, dude.
Get out of here.
Hey. Mass Effect Trilogy on PS3 for $480.
That's a really fucking good deal.
Yeah. Even though I didn't like 3 all that much, and 2 is kind of halfway in between
one
me not
the
liking
one
3 and
like the
liking
one.
1.
The third one was the best one.
Dark,
to me.
It was
a good shooter, but it was a poor RPG, if you ask me.
Very
I liked
poor
it. RPG. Anyway, the original Darksiders is $480. Let's see, Kick Beat, Little Big Planet 1 and 2, I'm looking for RPG type stuff. Okami HD for $490, good game, pick it up.
Yeah, that's a great game, yeah.
The Prince of Persia games are all on $495.
Yeah, it's hit or miss on those.
Yeah, the Sands of Time trilogy, they're all worth playing, let's put it that way. On the Vita, you've got, again, the Don't Starve.
You know what isn't worth playing? Forgotten Sands.
It's okay.
I like Forgotten Sands. That's not bad.
But yeah, it looks like if you want the Wolf Among Us on the cheap, it's only available on PS4, it looks like.
God damn it, man. I want that damn game.
It is really good.
Freak
Frank,
Fire.
Why don't you just buy it and then we have a PS4, I'll be ready for you.
God,
this is true.
I don't want to. I guess I should, man. Fuck. All right. Freak 5 is exiled. all right.
No.
Any Twitter questions?
Actually, there is a Would You Rather on Twitter.
Okay, let's get into it.
Well, we know who it's from. Freak 5 Chaos.
Mr. Exiled, go ahead.
Would you rather see my 37-year-old man boobs or me at 20 in my Speedo?
You know what? This is...
You had me at boobs.
This is an unfair question, because I believe Moria has already seen the majesty of Freak 5 Chaos's man boobs.
If I have, I have blocked it.
Please shave your chest before you show us your man boobs. Just asking.
Now, him and Espedo in his 20s, does that mean he was somehow worse then?
I don't know, man.
Are you saying you had a lot more weight in your 20s than you do now? Is that what you're saying? It wasn't a muffin top. It was more like, like an avalanche or something.
How about neither? Can that be an option? Can we just not see neither?
I don't know. I stopped listening.
Why don't we just forbid Freak 5 Chaos from giving us Would You Rather?
Or it's like, of those three, or would you rather hear me sing Holy Dungeon?
Oh my God. Really? You're going to make me do this again? God damn it. I totally did not want to hang up on him right then, but
I went a whole week without it, damn
you
it.
Know. I should ever play Holy Diver, because if I do, then I'll have to do a review on the show. And it'll be an excuse for him to sing that song.
Exactly. yeah, there we go. You guys still there? Did I lose you? All right. I'm trying to get Mug back, but there you go. Mug is back. All right, what have you guys been playing? Mug, what have you been playing besides with yourself?
Well, that's been the majority of what I've been doing. But, I mean, well, that's, I suppose that kind of goes without saying. I've been playing a little bit of Mortal Kombat X here and there, played around with Jason, who is interesting. Revisiting Alan Wake, which is still an awesome game.
I love that game, man. I think that's it's kind of
still need to play New Nightmare.
Yeah,
you mean American Nightmare.
Nightmare. That's
right. Yeah, and I've been putting a little bit more time into Assassin's Creed Chronicles China, which works a lot better than you'd probably expect.
Interesting.
I mean, the gameplay lends itself very well to the 2.5D. style. I mean, it looks good. I mean, it's like if you're following the series lore at all, you play as Xiao Jun, who was the Chinese girl who was apparently Ezio's disciple, and the Assassin's Creed Embers was like that little coda to his life.
All right, that's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's really been pretty much it.
All right.
Oh, wait, I have played a little bit of Shovel Knight. Update. I still suck at it.
Yeah, but it's fun, right?
Oh, it's not, fun. Yeah. I just like it's frustrating because I'm like, wow, I don't feel like I'm getting any better. Yeah. It's like when I win against the boss fights, it feels like it was luck.
Well, whatever. I mean, whatever. However you get through it, you know.
All right. So you don't like you're not like fighting a hard boss and you finally beat him and you scream like fuck you, and then you get up and you run to the house.
You know what's funny
that,
is like
that just me or
no, dude, that's a universal thing amongst gamers. It's one of the reasons why gamers band together.
If your significant other isn't yelling at you, you didn't do a good job.
Yep.
You motherfucker!
Oh my god. Get out of here, Mug. Alright, what have you been playing, Eric? I just hung up on Mug, by the way.
I've been playing...
Anyway, okay.
No more! Anyways, Hyper Dimension Neptunia U, I finished that over the last weekend and got the review up on Total Legion, along with the Attack on Titan review.
Oh, sweet!
And
hey, does anybody watch Attack on Titan anime at all? Is the one on Netflix the only, like, is that the entire series?
I could try doing a review of the first season, but I didn't know how soon the second season would be airing until I found out it wouldn't be airing until next year. So I might as well just do a review.
Alright. What else, Eric?
But that's for like next week, I guess. But I also played a little bit of Starless. And that's the Arrowgay that I'm going to review. It's a hardcore game, so I don't think I could write about it on VOG, so it's going to have to go on my blog.
All right.
And we're going to have to talk about getting a RSS feed on there so that, and you running it through your site.
Okay. But, we'll talk about that.
I'm only at the first chapter, and it's already gone pretty nuts.
Okay.
But,
interesting nuts or off the rails nuts?
I guess you could say both a little. But then I also played a little bit of an adventure game called Perils of Man.
Right.
It's like a $10 adventure game, which is cheap for the genre. As of late anyway. Most of them are over $15. I'm looking at you, Broken Sword 5. $30.
Yeah, come on, man.
It's that's close ridiculous. To $30. It's
which
like
game was that?
25.
Broken Sword 5.
What?
Broken Sword 5. There you go.
Ugh, like Broken right. Game 5.
Yeah. Breakman, your games that have you
played? I haven't had a lot of time, so I haven't played anything new. Just Final Fantasy Record Keepers, which is still fun. And Injustice, which is also still fun. Mm-hmm. I have, however, started downloading the DLC for BioShock Infinity.
Yeah.
I hope to play that next week.
It's
a good game.
Yeah, looks good. I haven't played that.
Actually, yet. You know what? The as far as BioShock goes, the best DLC, better than the Infinite ones, was the Minerva's Den for BioShock 2. That one was really, really good.
Huh. Mm. I don't think I played that one. I like the... I liked BioShock 2 a lot more than I think most people did.
Yeah, same here.
Dungeon Buster says Serpent's Curse.
Yes, Serpent's Curse. Technically, it's an episodic title, and I don't think they're finished yet, but that was what the cost for the season pass. Right. But it, since it's taking them so long, it's like, why would you buy the season pass right now?
I've been playing a lot of Marvel Puzzle Quest still. I'm still interested in that
Did
game.
You give them your bank account?
No, but I did spend a little extra money.
You gave $20 last week.
I did, but I curved it.
Hey, I've only given to the man, the machine.
I know, I have, man.
Next thing you know, he'll be pledging money to Kickstarter projects.
No, you fucking shut your mouth, mug. You shut your whore mouth. That
you won't even pledge to Bloodstained?
No.
Shut your whore mouth.
Shut your whore mouth. You just
why would he do that now that he has knowledge that it's going to succeed? Anyway,
yeah, exactly.
This is true.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to our Stinkos of the Week. Eric, you don't have anything listed. Do you have a Stinko this week?
I heard Broken Age Part 2 is actually pretty awful.
Okay.
So if I ever buy that game, it's going to be when it's on the cheap.
Yeah. All right. Break, do you have any Stinkos?
I had a couple, but as I was reading earlier, it seems like one of them might be getting addressed, so I'm not going to bring it up.
All right.
The other one has to do with one of last week's Stinkos, the squirrels, the evil little menaces.
Yes, that I hate so much.
Yes, yeah. I'm with you. Squirrels are they're the bane of society.
Yes, I agree 100%.
Hey, Brickman, did you ever go to Screw Attack in the day?
Did you just call him Brakeman?
Brakeman.
Is he Jewish? No. Hey, no, it's Zach Brakeman, accountant. Yeah. CPA. Glad to help you get the money you deserve. Anyway.
Now,
I'm not gonna, the first
time in my life that I've ever done a microtransaction in Freak 5 is blaming me for all the microtransactions.
It's all your fault. Yeah. You bought that horse armor, you son of a bitch.
I did not buy that goddamn horse
armor. Now, see, the funny thing is like, as DLC goes, horse armor, but you know, by modern standards, is really, really minor. It's kind of like people bitching about MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice, you know, sampling stuff. Like, you know, the entire genre is built around sampling stuff now. Just as the entire game industry is built around, you know, nickel and diming people with
DLC.
That's
not the reason people were mad at Vanilla Ice. The reason people were mad about Vanilla Ice is he said he grew up in like the ghetto and shit.
He did.
No, he didn't.
He grew up in Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Come on, man.
I never actually played Broken Sword 5. I just know that it's expensive.
So anyways, back to my Stinko. You know how it squirrels. So
yes.
That's no longer a problem that's been taken care of. So we've upgraded to fucking raccoons.
I
was trying to ask Breakman a question about Screw Attack.
Yeah, go ahead. What's your question?
Yeah, did you ever watch a video series called Captain S?
Captain S? I don't think so.
The Sex Master.
My name is you and your hatred of squirrels reminds me of the Game Genie character. Yes, the Game Genie is sentient and he's evil, and he hates squirrels too.
I hate squirrels. I can't stand.
Good for him. Squirrels are evil.
They are. They suck. I hate them. They. Fucking...
Anyways, it was called Captain S because it was a parody of Captain N, but it was Sega.
So you've upgraded to raccoons, right, Break?
Yeah, well, one raccoon, as far as I know. Like, the squirrels aren't a problem anymore. It's a fucking raccoon. Well, let me tell you another thing about squirrels. We have a pear tree in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
Gives these is there delicious a partridge pears in it? Year round.
Yeah. Is there a partridge?
A partridge in it.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So the squirrels like to do this. They like to take the pears off the tree, take a bite out of them, and leave the rest.
Oh, motherfuckers, man.
Like, here. Yeah, we took one bite. Yeah, it wasn't what we wanted. Here, we're showing you what we did. Yeah, fuck you. It's like they're sitting up in the trees with their middle fingers out, just looking at me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. We ate your pears.
And Wolf was freaking then, fucking.
I know. He says,
he should just call himself fucking Five Chaos instead.
Fuck Five Chaos.
Oh, what the hell, Freak 5 Chaos? Fucking raccoons? I'm going to fuck them with a shotgun in a minute.
All right. Mug, your stinko this week?
My stinko is a really good one. Coming to us from crooksandliars.com. Florida mom arrested after refusing to get her son circumcised.
Oh, my God.
What? A Florida mother who had been in hiding for nearly 3 months to avoid a court-mandated circumcision of her son was arrested this week. The latest development in an ongoing and bitter legal battle about the procedure. Heather Hieronymus was taken into custody Thursday evening on contempt charges for violating a judging.
I think she should have been arrested for name like her like what like great 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 grandparents naming her Hieronymus. So,
hey, Hieronymus Bosch, good stuff. Go. Anyway, she went missing with her son after a judge compelled her to turn the child over to his father and have him undergo the procedure. The child is reportedly scared to death of being circumcised. Of course, he's four. He doesn't want his dick cut up.
Yeah, exactly.
The couple were never married, but had signed a parenting agreement in court in which Hieronymus had initially agreed to their son being circumcised. However, she later changed her mind.
This is why most people circumcised do it at infancy.
Yeah. And not even
and without childbirth.
Yeah. Any kind of anesthetic. She filed a civil rights lawsuit arguing that the circumcision violated her son's Christian faith. While circumcision is largely a matter of personal preference rather than religion for many Christian parents in the United States, her case cited specific passages of the New Testament as well as Catholic teachings that read, except when performed for strictly therapeutic medical reasons, directly intended to amputate. Who the fuck would directly intend to amputate a penis? Mutilations and sterilizations performed on innocent persons are against the moral law. I mean, I'm against circumcision as a matter of course. Yes, I mean, unless there is a very specific and pressing medical need for
it, leave it alone. Thank you. Remember, Eric, years ago we talked about this on air? Yeah, we talked about this, man.
Years ago. I think we talked about this once a year at least.
Once you've been circumcised, you need to be remembered.
Yeah. Exactly. It's stupid. I think it, like the article says later on, it's a human rights issue. I truly believe that. I really do. I think it's a human rights issue.
Can I find some technology that will at least restore the sensation that was removed by having the foreskin cut off?
Sadly, no, because there's a huge chunk of nerve endings that were severed with that.
Yeah.
And scarring.
I'm just going to have to ask for new flesh. Find some way to graft flesh back on.
You can actually regrow.
Hey, I wonder if stem cells could work on that.
No, there's procedures, not procedures, but like I guess like stretching exercises down there that you can. You can.
But I mean, it can't restore. You know, it can't restore the nerve endings that were with that.
Right.
You know, but, with that flap of skin.
Right. But. Well, from one piece of shit to another, an 18-year-old woman...
Can they make me a virgin again?
No.
What do you mean again?
An 18-year-old woman died in jail.
What are we, high school kids?
When I have the awkward sex again, I'm not sure you do.
My stinko this week involves an 18-year-old woman dying in jail because the corrections officers would not give her water. I don't have the article in front. Yeah, when people go through withdrawals, you know, like heroin, cocaine, whatever, you know, you name it.
Fucking DTs.
Yeah,
shit can kill you.
Yeah, you need to be hydrated. And she was complaining about it, and she called her mom to put some money on her account at jail so that she could get, you know, some stuff to drink, et cetera, et cetera. But long story short, she died because these fucking correction officers put her in some type of confinement, like solitary confinement, would not listen to her. And, you know, a week later, they were being very.
I can predict the future. She will not be indicted. The officers will not be indicted.
You're absolutely correct. They will not.
What do you know? It's like people. Statistically, probably white males on a power trip.
Yeah. No question about it. It's stupid. I was talking to Wifix about this. Like, there are certain people that are put in a position of trust, right? Like a doctor, a dentist. How many times have you heard of dentists taking advantage of, like, drugged up women and stuff like that?
I have heard of that.
And I've said this many times with officers. Like, I know there are a lot of...
No.
What I don't know if you got an ad for.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if you guys took that there was an officer.
An ad. Does anybody else hear that ad?
What's that? You kind of broke up, Brake. You broke up.
No, I'm not hearing.
Anyways.
Yeah, I'm not hearing.
I think there's a lot of institutionalized problems. I think a lot of cops look at all of us as the bad guys, not just black people, which right. I know there is a lot of racism, and I'm not saying that happens, but it's not just black people they target; it's all people.
No,
cops but look at each other.
It is largely black people.
It is.
They do target a lot of black people. I'm not saying that.
Yeah. I get your point,
though.
I'm not saying they don't.
I'm saying that they target all people. Yeah. Cops look at all of us as the bad guys.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird.
I mean, have you guys ever been stopped by
It's like a legalized form of bullying for them sometimes.
No, you're onto something, Brake. There is such a thing as institutionalized racism. I mean, everybody in the United States, it's kind of a dirty little secret that everybody knows, white, black, Mexican. I mean, it's just known, right? If you're a minority, right. You're going to get harassed by the cops. It's just the way that it is. Matter of fact, we've even had commercials where there's an African-American guy on there saying, I put my seatbelt on because I just don't want the hassle, right? I mean, that says...
But I'm just saying, like, my family, like, I've been harassed by police. My dad's been harassed by police.
Uh-huh.
Well, just driving down the road. He wasn't doing anything illegal, you know, and just gets pulled over for
it. Right,
or just walking down the road, I'll have cops pull over and say, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, and they should not have the right to do that at all.
Right.
You know, I mean, and then they have this legal guise that they use called suspicion, which I fucking hate because they can just blurt it out. Suspicion.
They can make up whatever they want,
right.
Basically.
I pulled you over.
I smell pot coming from his car.
Right.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Right. Exactly. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. We've talked about it a myriad of times.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that the idea of probable cause is sound, but the problem is it's left to the cops.
What's that? Eric?
You know how there's a PSN flash sale going on right now? Yeah. Well, PSN's down because Lizard Squad's at it again.
Oh, boy. Oh,
fuck them.
There's my stinko.
Yeah. All right, and then my other stinko, I have another one this week. It goes to insurance adjusters. You can all suck a dick. I remember last week I had not a flood. It was just a leak in my basement.
Mm-hmm.
I called up the insurance company, and of course they're like, well, you're not covered. If it's a leak that's below, like in your foundation, you're not covered. So fuck you, adjuster. You're a piece of shit. So that's my other stinko.
It's their job to find any way they can to not have to pay a claim.
Right. So you know what I told them? Go fuck yourself. I'll fix it myself. And you know what I did? I got a can of fucking, it's like that Flex Seal shit. And I just
spray foam sealant stuff.
It's not a foam. It's just kind of like a plastic like material that bonds with whatever. I don't know. Whatever it is. I fucking put it in there and hopefully that will take care of it. But anyways, let's move on to our sweetos. Eric, please.
I have a sweeto. And this is from thedailybeast.com.
Never
says hero judge rules abstinence only sex ed is illegal.
That's the way it should be everywhere. That's
anyways. It says a judge has ruled abstinence only programs are in violation of California law and promote medically inaccurate information. So abstinence only programs don't qualify as sex education are in violation of California law.
Somebody needs to do that in Texas.
A Fresno County Superior Court judge ruled.
Somebody needs to do that everywhere.
Well, I know, but Texas is like the worst offender.
Mm-hmm. And it says here
like teenage pregnancy and stuff
right.
like that.
You're right.
In South Carolina, we're also really, really bad.
We don't have the population of Texas as well.
Yeah, but we're easily in the top five per capita.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Eric, continue on, please.
It says in his groundbreaking decision, Judge Donald Black said access to medically and socially appropriate sexual education is an important public right. And one that in that one district in particular was out of compliance for promoting medically inaccurate information.
Yeah. And then read the next paragraph, and then we'll move on, Eric.
He says, this is the first time the absence only until marriage curricula has been found to be medically inaccurate. Yeah. And says Philidia Burling, the game, reproductive justice policy director for American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU.
Yeah, this is a huge victory. I hope the rest of the country follows suit. California is kind of a big influence. I mean, as
speaking of California, they have a severe water problem right now.
A severe water problem, and Nestle keeps draining all the water.
Yeah, you know where California gets most of its water? From Colorado. That's where they get most of their water. And Colorado's kind of getting sick of it.
Yeah. The thing is now, like with the severity of the drought and the fact that they keep letting Nestle, you know, take all the water for bottling and selling elsewhere. You know, it's just getting worse.
Don't buy
and
bottled
worse.
Water. Just people stop buying bottled water. Yeah. It's a scam.
I like bottled water.
It is a scam. It's mostly just tap water.
Yeah, it's tap water that's been filtered. That's it. All right.
I bought a bottle of water from McDonald's because I really needed a drink, and I couldn't get anything else. So yeah. I just reused that a lot.
Break.
A lot of the time it's not even filtered.
Yeah. Just to prove our point. Break, if you look on most, I'm saying most, bottled waters, look at their source. Their source is usually municipal, and municipal is tap water. So there you go. Moria.
I know. A lot of cities sell their water to make profits for the cities, but I'm just saying it's filtered water. It tastes good to me.
Yeah, it tastes good, but it doesn't have what you need. Like, you need the stuff in tap water, man. All right, Moria, your sweet.
Like fluoride.
Yeah. I don't drink tap water. That's disgusting. What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Tap water is awesome.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
No!
Bella.
Bye. Bye, Mug.
I want you to sing the harmonica song.
Oh, my God. Really. Break. You're sweeto.
My harmonica. Oh. Jackass. My sweeto goes to... I'm sorry.
What's your sweeto,
Break? My sweeto goes to, I guess, the... state of DC television, the CW network is fucking awesome with the Flash and the Arrow, and now they got Legends of Tomorrow coming out, and I've heard they're in talks with Constantine, and the guys who did Arrow and Flash are behind the Supergirl show that's coming out. Just, I'm excited for all this stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right, Moria, try it again. Sans harmonica, please.
You're no fun. Anyway, this is good news, and you shouldn't have cut me off, you fucker. Rubella, also known as the German measles, has been eradicated from the Americas.
Yeah, until the anti-vaxxers get in the way and it reemerges. So,
virus, which is spread by sneezes or coughs, can lead to serious birth defects if contracted by pregnant women. Mm-hmm. Up to 20,000 children were born with rubella in the Americas every year until mass vaccination started. But the last endemic cases registered in the region were in Argentina and Brazil in 2009. The fact no new cases have been declared in 5 consecutive years, apart from those imported into the region, allowed global health chiefs to declare the Americas free of the virus. Eradication was an historic achievement, according to the Pan American Health Organization, which is part of the WHO. The fight against rubella has taken more than 15 years, but it has paid off with what I believe will be one of the most important Pan-American public health achievements of the 21st century.
Yeah. No, this is huge news. It's you know, go science. I mean, that's pretty much a gist, right? Right?
Yeah. I mean,
this the other week?
No.
Did I? I mean, I know I had it on there, but I didn't think I'd actually had a chance to do it.
No, I don't think you did, man. No. This is good. That's cool. No, it's good news. I anything else to say about that, Moria, before we move on?
No, just may I say globally to any anti-vaxxers out there, fuck you and kill yourselves.
Yeah. All right.
For the good of the population.
But not before providing, you know, for your children's well-being, and that includes vaccinations, you dipshits.
Yeah, exactly. Get your kids vaccinated. I mean, we've railed for years. If there's even one person that changes mind because of the show, that's a win. All right, mine is I'm going to go see Mad Max. I can't wait. I'm actually really excited to see that movie. It looks super good. All right. All right, Eric,
just
you have...
please, please keep your dick in your pants.
Yeah, I will. I'll make sure Whippix holds on to that for a minute. Right. All right, Eric, you have three reviews. Let's get through your reviews, man.
Okay, first up, Furious 7. I'm not going to say much on it because I don't have a long sordid history with the series. I mean, it's kind of exasperating. They've gone to 7 fucking films, and they've all been of varying quality.
You know what? I wish they'd done that with, like, Indiana Jones back in the day. I wish they'd made more Indiana Jones when Harrison Ford was still younger. As opposed to the, you know, the last one where he's old and decrepit and... Mm-hmm. And Shia LaBeouf swinging through the jungle with apes and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Just thanks for the tangent that was completely useless. But anyways, I've not seen any of the other Furious movies, so it'll be kind of interesting for me to jump at the supposedly end of the series, but they're already making an 8th one. But so. It was supposed to be the end until they realized they want to make more. But
I only saw the first one.
But watch a movie, a lot of backstory isn't explained anyway, so it's like I could jump into this. So apparently it takes place after Tokyo Drift chronologically. So I'm guessing the other movies took place in between. But
so 7 takes place before 3.
No, after 3.
Oh, sorry.
Or after 4. After 3 and 4. That's right. Because I read how it's a continuation of Furious 6. So I guess 6 is...
You know, these games have such a massive, epic, you know, intricate
plot line. You mean movies, not
line.
Games. But yeah. Apparently the villain from 6 got crippled, and his brother's really mad and wants revenge now. So he starts hunting some of these people down, and he manages to kill one of them. So they get rid of Han from Tokyo Drift, I guess.
So it's Die Hard with a vengeance.
Sort of. But he tries to go after him, and he ends up getting run away. He ends up running away because a couple covert ops people that were hunting him down and are in the middle of fighting like a war with a bunch of mercenaries from some mercenary group that's gone rogue or something. But he decides to cut a deal with Dom. That's the main character, by the way. Vin Diesel's character.
I was going to say, I thought you said with
the leader
Dom.
Of the group.
That would have been far more interesting.
So there wasn't a deal with a Dong then?
Okay. I thought he said a Dom, as in a D-O-M-M-E.
A Dom.
That would have been a far more interesting film.
Yeah.
They have to get this hacking program, or they have to rescue the inventor of this hacking program called the God's Eye, which is the super uber NSA would wed itself if they had that technology, just spy on everybody. But
so it's like the machine from Purse of Ventures.
They want to rescue her from the guy, the mercenary guy that they're trying to fight against, because they don't want him to have it. So they have to steal the car. They use the cars to steal it from an armored blockade somewhere in the middle of wherever they were, they get her back, but they find out that she doesn't have it anymore because she apparently sold it or gave it to a friend. But he sold it, so then they have to go into the billionaire's house in Abu Dhabi. And this is when I made the joke about this movie needs more Punjab to Frank. Where did Frank go, by the way?
Frank said BRB.
I don't know. He said he had to do something.
Oh, man. I wanted him to laugh at that. Oh, well.
You wasted it. You wasted your joke.
I wasted my chance. Anyways, they end up at that billionaire's place, and of course they have to steal it from the car, and they can't just take it out of the car, so they take the car, and they wreck shit up, and Shaw, of course, is chasing them down everywhere, because he still wants them dead.
Oh,
and
typical. Oh, but Eric...
So there's a big clusterfuck there.
Yeah, while Frank is gone, I just have to do this.
And I hung up on Mark.
Because... I'm going to continue with that mug just for that.
All right. So,
anyways, there's apparently an female MMA fighter that was there for no reason at all other than a guest appearance, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Who has a cat fight with Rodriguez's character, Letty.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's all we need.
Yeah.
All right, so let's condense this, Eric, since you got a couple more.
Anyways, the movie wasn't bad, but it was kind of like a weird mishmash of a spy movie, an action movie, and or superhero action movie, and I guess a military movie.
All right, so what would you give Furious 7?
Oh, yeah, Kurt Russell was in the movie, too.
Oh, yay.
Because why not, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a plus.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster's digging the harmonica power. So what would you give Furious 7?
I'd probably give it a 7.
All right.
Snake Plissken adds a point to it.
Yeah.
So 7.1.
Yeah, 7.1. I haven't seen this movie. I'm interested because these movies are getting rave reviews. I have no idea why. Maybe they're just good, but whatever. All right,
that's stupid popcorn fluff.
Yeah, I mean they're fluff. I mean when you get right down to it, they're fluff.
All right,
like, there's some really nice stunt driving. So if you're into
really
that
about,
kind of thing,
it's not really about racing in this movie though.
Yeah,
maybe if I saw the other ones, if I was interested in drag racing films.
Oh, actually on specifically on the subject of Fast 7 or Furious 7 or whatever this one's called. did you notice anything particularly out of place with Paul Walker? I mean, say he died during production.
No, because I haven't watched the rest of them, and I know that he was the character of Brian in the other films, but apparently they got
both of his brothers.
Yeah, both of his brothers ended up being his doubles.
Yeah, well, I just meant, like, did anything like that stand out to you?
I thought it was kind of funny that they tried to kill him off in the movie. And then he ended up living, but he didn't get hurt. But
spoiler
it's almost
alert.
As if they were trying to alert to the fact that, yeah, we know that he died in the middle of this production of this film, so we're going to slightly reference that by having him nearly killed.
Mm. All right, Imitation Game, Eric. Let's
Imitation
move on.
Game. This is a movie based on a real story, and I mean really real story this time, not bullshitting PR nonsense that spills out for horror movies. But this is about the story of Alan Turing and how he created the Turing machine.
Yeah.
And
what's the name of it again?
Imitation Game. This is Cumberbatch or whatever his name.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
If anybody doesn't know who he was, he was someone who lived in the UK, and it was during World War II, right?
Yes, he was the guy who cracked the Enigma code.
Yeah,
in World War II, he was like instrumental in defeating the Axis powers.
Yeah, and it goes on to showcase what his personality was like and how he got involved in the team. I mean, obviously, it took liberties, but I think it did a good job of representing him. And it also showcases the fact that, yes, he was gay, and because they found that out after he had served in the war, he had to choose between either being arrested and thrown in jail, which he didn't want to do because otherwise he wouldn't be able to continue working on the machine, or get chemical castration, which is basically they gave him like pills that were supposed to correct his homosexuality, and obviously,
they were essentially just hormones.
Nasty side effects.
And he wound up killing himself.
So hormonal imbalances were so the medicine affected him so much in the head that I think he couldn't survive, and he killed himself.
Yeah.
So thanks, British government. This is how you repay me for all I did.
Yeah, exactly. So this movie
apparently it was illegal back then.
Yeah,
homosexuality has been illegal for a long time in a lot of countries.
Yeah, and Texas.
I mean, like I don't think of all the people. I mean, he was a genuine hero who got thoroughly screwed over by his government.
No question at all. Imitation Game, Eric. What are you giving this movie?
I'm gonna give it a 9.
Wow, that's high praise, man. That's really cool. All right.
And there's Kill la Kill, huh?
Yep, Kill la Kill.
Kill la Kill. This is the anime that was made by a company called Trigger, which was formed from former members of Gainax before Gainax closed.
I like this anime.
Yeah, and it shows because it's just as fucking insane as Gurren Lagann was. Even though I haven't watched most of Gurren Lagann, I still need to do that. I've only saw all of the first six episodes. I just haven't had time to watch it. But I have the DVDs. I'd get the Blu-rays, but they're kind of pricey right now. Hmm. But
so what's the story about in Kill la Kill?
Kill la Kill is, it kind of harkens back to the 70s where like shows like Cutie Honey existed.
Mm-hmm.
And it uses really large and ostentatious font and names for characters or things. Just the sheer ridiculousness of that stuff. But anyway, so it's about a girl who comes to her dad's house after her dad called her out there. But by the time she gets there, he's been murdered by somebody. And she only catches a glimpse of who killed him. And she apparently ran off with the scissor blade that he had. And he's impaled with the other half of the scissor blade. And he tells her to take it and, you know, get revenge or find out who did this. And ends up going to the school to try to find answers. And she finds out that the school is basically like this big military training facility. It's revealed later, but it's already pretty apparent that that's where the direction of the show is going. But anyway, she tries to fight the head of the school, which is this woman named Satsuki Kiryuin. And she ends up running away and goes back to the house and falls down a trapdoor and finds a sailor suit, which is apparently this thing called a Kamui, which is apparently a suit that can give somebody super strength and stuff like that. And she decides to use it to try to fight the school and find her dad's killer. And she eventually does, but it's not the person she thinks it is.
I think you're missing one like important factor on the Kamui that it's.
Oh yeah, the Kamui is. When she wears it and transforms, she basically becomes almost naked.
Sweet.
Yeah. I mean, the costume is kind of like one of the, you know, no pun intended, a big reveal.
Yes.
And yeah, and when she finishes off her opponents, their clothes basically get sheared off, and then all the fabrics go, like, spreading all over the place. And yeah. And they're ridiculous-looking sensor bars that block the naughty bits.
Yeah, there's no nudity in this, unfortunately. I mean, yes.
I mean, there is, but there isn't because of censorship. But yeah. The censorship's there, I think, more for comedic effect rather than actual censorship.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't mind that when it's done for comedic effect.
No, I really enjoy this anime. I think it's pretty funny.
So what?
I watched through the entire show on Hulu, mm-hmm. and then I begun watching it on Cartoon Network, and I think the dub's actually very good.
Wow.
I just wish Aniplex had a better pricing scheme for the show, even though it's a lot better than most of their price schemes.
Yeah. All right, I just wanted to make an aside, by the way. You mentioned that that hacker group was fucking with PSN. I was able to grab the Mass Effect trilogy by going to the website.
Oh, cool.
So,
all right.
The website still works, but the actual service doesn't, apparently. Yeah,
can I add hackers to my Stinkos?
Anyways, I'm giving this show an 8.5.
Wow,
that's a really good score.
Yeah. I'd have to check that out. That's be the first anime I've watched since Gungrave.
Yeah.
Wow, that's been a while, huh?
Yeah.
Man, that was like, what, 2002 or something like that?
It's been a long time.
All right, let's move on to our free-for-all. We're actually going to be able to do it this week.
But I'm with Eric. I agree with that score. I really like this anime. It's really fun.
Cool.
It's fun. I mean, that's what you want, right? Fun. I think that's the best description of it, don't you?
Some people might not like the slapstick nature of it, though. But who cares about those people?
Exactly. I'll give it a shot.
All right.
Might actually do that tonight.
Eric. This is a subject that we haven't delved into in weeks. You've had it up here. We're going to do it now.
Should we really do it now, though? I mean,
okay.
It's kind of late.
Then we'll do something else, then. We're going to do this. I don't know who put this in here, but
I did.
Yeah.
All right, Mug. Okay. We'll go with yours. when given the chance, not changed, chance to rename...
Change.
Yeah, he put change in there.
I typoed, sue me.
When given the chance to rename characters in an RPG, do you do it? Real quick answer for me is absolutely not. Unless it's, you know, like the main character you have to change, I think, but... you don't want just hero, but other than that, I don't really change. I don't fuck with the names. I like the developer story to develop as it should, you know. And I think that's part of it. So I do not change.
The last game I did it with was Final Fantasy VI/3, and I changed everybody's names. I still remember what I used. I changed Tara to Rihanna and this was way before this was like back when it was a name that I had come up with for a fantasy story.
You're the originator of that name. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, this was just, it wasn't something, you know, that the artist had not appeared at this point. It was just Riana. Mm-hmm. I wrote it when I was like the story that I wrote when I was like 14. God, I'm trying to remember I can't remember Locke's name, but I remember like Edgar and Sabin. I changed to Saris and Celios.
I would have changed it to Flotsam and Jetsam if I changed it.
Jesus, dude.
Really?
Gripper says no. Freak 5 says yeah, depends on the game. Maybe one character. Dungeon Buster says if they already come with a pre-chosen name, I keep it. I agree.
On my first playthrough, I usually keep the original names.
Yeah. What about you, Brake?
I used to be in the habit of changing my main character's name to Adol.
although I hear that the main character for Yo-Kai Watch, even though his name was changed to something that was Americanized, you can rename him any name you want. So you can give him back his original name if you want to.
All right.
You can't do that with the rest of the cast, though, unfortunately.
Brake, you? Breakman. Oh, he's incognito right now. We'll give him a chance to answer later. I think that's going to do it for this week's episode, though.
I can answer.
Oh, there you go, Break. You're back. Right on. Go ahead.
Basically, for me, it depends on whether there's actually voice acting in the game or not.
Oh, I got you. Really? Like, what do you mean?
Usually when there's voice acting for a main character and... like in Final Fantasy X, they'll just not mention that character's name.
Yeah.
And they don't do that in a lot of games, but there are some games like, for instance, the remake.
And it's really odd because I was playing Devil Survivor recently, and because of the way the script's set up, there's an odd pause in between the name she addresses and then what she says afterwards.
What were you saying, Break?
Games like Final Fantasy Tactics, the remake of it, added video. And in the original, it didn't matter. There was no audio or anything. You can name your character whatever. But in the remake, they mention Ramza all the time. So if you rename your character something else, say, I named him Johnny or something like that.
You just pretend it's a nickname.
Right? I remember. His nickname is Ramza. It was like during the PS2 era, but there was a Super Robot Tyson game. Where they like, what's the name that you want? And then they said, how is this pronounced? And you would input in Japanese phonetically, like how you wanted this pronounced. And they would say it. They would actually, like, the voice actors would say it because they'd essentially
done really
cool. Yeah, well, it was something kind of like the Vocaloid type thing, where it's like they would actually, like, you know, generate the name that you gave based on the phonetic characters that you input. And I was like, that's really cool. It's also really, really hard to reproduce in English.
Because, yeah, I imagine. You know,
hashtag rename a video game character Dildo. That's what we should do on Twitter.
We'll Dildo Croft, Tomb Raider.
There you go.
Or how about Pope?
Yeah, there you go.
What? How about Pope?
Yeah, rename Pope. Yeah. Would you rather play an RPG that has your character fleshed out, name, personality, etc., or one where you design the character and imagine your own personality?
I don't like designing my own character. I'd rather have its set of characters and have me learn about those characters.
Yeah.
So do you prefer Dragon Quest or Final Fantasy?
Dragon Quest. That's easy, man.
And well, given the choice, I kind of prefer like the Mass Effect / Dragon, you know, Dragon Age style, where you kind of build your character based on the conversational choices you make. Like, I like the BioWare style.
I like that.
Yeah, it's okay.
I really like that one, Mass Effect. Like, my guy, like, as I was playing the game, I played it a certain way, and then, you know, as I'm playing it more, I'm like, no, that's not what he would say. Mm-hmm. He would be more like this. Mm-hmm. Even though in my mind, that's like, this is what I would say, but I'm like, well, no, that's not what he would say.
Yeah,
it's like, when I first played Mass Effect, when I first played the original Mass Effect, I essentially kind of had this character who was a renegade in most matters, but who was, you know, basically like a real hard ass. But when it came to dealing with her close personal friends, she was always very open and welcoming to them.
Yeah, I gotta say,
Mass Effect, the female voice actor, she gets a lot of love from gamers. I just want to say, I used the male voice actor. He did a fantastic job. I think he deserves
Mark
as much love.
Mark Mears.
Yeah, this is the reason why D&D is such a huge influence.
I loved what he did. Yeah. He was fantastic.
I much preferred FemShep. Although I will say I did manage to create a character in Mass Effect 3 who looks a hell of a lot like me. It's Eerie.
Wow. You mean ugly and full of, I don't know, piss?
I mean devilishly handsome and bald.
Get out of here, man. what was I going to say? Oh, this is why...
Nothing of note, obviously.
Get out of here. I'm going to hang up on you again, Mug. You're exiled. Walk off this show and become a security guard or something. This is the reason why Dungeons and Dragons is so important. I mean, this conversation just sparks memories of was that a harmonica? Did I hear a harmonica?
Oh, no.
That was me laughing through a harmonica.
Get out of here, man. No, this is why D&D is such an important thing to everything that is RPGs now and video games, and will forever be a huge influence, because that's one thing that you can never really imitate is the customization of your character. Video games have tried, but you really can't do that in the way that Dungeons and Dragons allows you to do that. But
I do think BioWare has come closer than anyone else.
Yeah,
I agree with that. Like, the Mass Effect, just, you can make your guy an asshole or kind of, you know, indifferent. Can make him nice and stuff like that. And I agree. I'm with him.
Asshole, huh? So more like Moria in that case. All right. I see where you're going with that.
So yes, you can be an asshole like Frank, or you can be a nice guy.
Oh, man. I had to do it again. I hung up on that. All right. I think it's time. That wasn't my fault. You hung up on me, man.
No. My fingers were nowhere near my computer. Yeah. They were thoroughly on my dick and balls.
Keep
Thank
on
you,
fibbing.
Sir.
You mentioned Pinocchio earlier. Your nose is growing.
Wait, what?
My friend.
You use both hands?
Please. Now hold on a second. I just told you my hands were on my dick and balls, and you tell me I'm lying?
Dude, I do not. I'm hanging up on Mug. I don't need to hear about his dick and balls. Jesus Christ, man. Come on, man.
No. I want to know more. Like, he's using two hands to masturbate? I want to know more about this.
Western grip, man. Western grip.
That's like, you know, if anybody's got techniques, you know. Just saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Always learning, man. That's the key to life. Always learn.
Yeah.
Our recording stopped.
Always want to learn.
Yeah. All right.
Somebody wants to teach me new masturbation techniques.
Yeah, I'm sure Mug will give you hands on with that break. So
try the
That's not what I said.
try underhand.
There you go, underhand, man. All right, underhand Western grip. There you go. All right, let's okay. Move on to our plugs. Mug, let's start.
Would
with
that
your
be
plug.
The southern?
the southern grip. All right,
It would depend on which state you're in.
Mug, your plugs.
Yes,
please.
You can find me on Twitter at Moria Mug, MoriaMug.
All right, Eric, your plug, sir.
My plugs would be vognetwork.com, totallygn.com, and GameTactics.com. And there's at least one review on HonestGamers.com, and there's a couple more on Boston Bastard Brigade.
Yeah. All right. I don't know where Eric and the guys went. Are you guys still there? Oh, well. Anyways, are you guys
Yeah,
are
we
there.
Had this massive break, like 10 seconds of silence.
Yeah. You guys were silent, not me. Break your plug, sir.
At break underscore man at what's that? RP Grinders
at RP too.
At RP Grinders is
and at self.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah. There's a bunch of shit going on.
We're cutting out
and
here.
Out stealth and all of his underscores.
Yeah.
I know. Things are going to hell. I don't know what the hell happened.
I don't know what's going
our
on either.
Quality is degrading rapidly.
At RP Grinders is what Break was trying to say, as the audio quality goes to shit, as, you know, it will from time to time, I guess. And Wicked Radio Network, our wonderful network that we're on. And go see Mad Max. You know, I want more movies like that, and it's getting rave reviews, so it's got to be pretty good. And Dungeon Buster gives his wholehearted endorsement, and if Dungeon Buster likes something, then it's got to be awesome, right? So that's about it. Anything
speaking
else?
Speaking of Jason Statham, he was the bad guy in Furious 7.
Oh, there you go.
Statham.
Yeah,
there's so many movies coming out this year.
There are
so many awesome and amazing movies.
I don't know if Jurassic World
is turning
out.
Yeah, this year.
I don't know if it's
going to
be good or not, but I still think I have to see Jurassic World on the big screen.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's worth it just to see Chris Pratt. He's really cool.
Yeah, World looks, if nothing else, it looks like it'll be entertaining.
Yeah, it looks good.
Carnivore 5.
Yeah. To me, no. God, Don't bring up the carnivore movies. Those
Carnosaur.
Like,
I mean,
I was going to say, at least it's not Carnosaur.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are all fucking right, lame rip-off goddamn movies.
Yeah.
Fuck all those movies so fucking hard. Sorry.
All right, guys. I think that's going to do it for us this week. Thanks for joining on in. Special thanks to all the chatters, Dungeon Buster, Freak 5, Gripper, and Tiger Claw. Thank you guys so much. Dungeon Buster says if I was in Colorado, I'd go and watch Mad Max with me. With Frank. Dungeon Buster, come visit, dude. It'll be a fun time. If you ever get down this way, we'll hang out.
Utah's really not that far from Colorado.
Yeah. Is that where Dungeon Buster's from? Utah?
Actually, I have
Ohio.
No idea. Oh,
yeah,
really?
He's from Ohio,
Dungeon Buster's an Ohioan, just like me and Aaron.
I'm thinking of Red.
Why don't you guys hook up? You guys are all in,
dude,
in Ohio.
I'm in South Carolina. That's a long fucking drive.
I'm not talking about
I don't think me and Eric hang out because I think we'd fight.
Yeah, probably.
We wouldn't fight.
We'd all just get stoned. And
you're a warrior.
I'm a warrior.
Get stoned. That reminds me of that Henderson.
No,
right.
Seriously, it's because we're a couple hours away. That's a long fucking drive.
That's nothing.
I'm not driving 5 hours or four. Well, yeah, it's probably
It's 4 hours round trip. It's a long drive. I mean,
I live in
Eric will do something sometimes.
I'm closer to Cincinnati now than I was like months ago.
Yeah,
actually, that's Frank. Good.
Yeah.
Frank, send me your address. I'll figure out exactly how long it is. If it's not farther than it is to go see my father, I might actually come visit you sometime.
You are getting nowhere near my junk mug. And you're
said your address,
don't
not your junk.
Harmonica.
You stay away from me with that goddamn harmonica, too.
I think it's interesting that he said get away from me instead of his wife. He's more worried about you than
I don't
know.
Want your I don't
harmonica bit because Frank. He showed a video on Facebook. Book about how people saw AC/DC's Thunderstruck with banjos.
Yeah, I know. Let me get this one thing straight. I don't want your junk, Frank. I want your wife and your stash.
Yeah, that. Well, you're getting neither, sir. Well, and by the way, I just bought some very nice leaf a couple days ago. Yep. So
dun.
All right, that's it for this week, guys. Stay safe this weekend.
Because Frank got high.
Get out of here.
Because Frank got high.
Get out. Do Frank you know what? I don't want to do it, but I'm going to hang up on break. Okay, fine. All right, here we go. Thanks for joining this week, guys. Really appreciate it. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back next week. Until then, we are out. I hung up on Mug.